Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Be Ready, Already in Progress.
But anyway, like I told Cheryl, I said, honey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do whatever it was. And I said, if the rapture were to occur tonight, or if the Lord were to come, whatever, I said, it wouldn't make any difference because it's going to be here. And I said, if it's not broke now, it will be in a little while. You know, because I guarantee you. Do y'all agree with me? I mean, can you see the people that's left over, the screaming and running through the place and everything else that's going on? Can you imagine the devastation if it ain't broke when the rapture occurs, when all of us that are here, we're all sitting right here in church. But, you know, at one time, I think it was Delta at one time. I believe it was Delta. But one of the airlines, they wouldn't let both pilots be Christians at the same time in the cockpit. Because somebody that was on the big staff downtown with Delta was a Christian, and they knew about the rapture. And they said if the rapture were to occur, then both pilots would be gone and the airplane would be pilotless. So it's going to crash and kill, and so we ain't going to let two Christians fly together, have a non-Christian and a Christian. And that way, that if the rapture comes, the Christian will be gone, and then the other guy can fly the airplane back, you know, and land it. And so, you know, and so, but now if this happened, if this were to happen, if this week, going home this afternoon, let's say you're driving down the road going home, does that scripture we just read in Joel say the Lord is coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
We didn't read it over in 1 Thessalonians last week, but we got right to it where it said, and the Lord's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and amen. We're going to be caught up. That's going to be me and you. Now then, can you imagine driving down the road at 50, 60, or 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, you're gone? Can you imagine? That is going to happen. Is that right? And so if you're gone, who's going to pilot your car? It's on its own. Guarantee it's on its own. So there is no telling what's going to get broke or killed or destroyed or whatever. You talk about a judgment of God. There's going to be people that's going to get killed, that things are going to be tore up, their cars are going to be destroyed, their houses are going to be destroyed. There's going to be chaos. There's going to be airplanes falling out of the sky, you know, because there's many of those pilots up there. Many of those guys are, everybody in the cockpit is a Christian. And whenever that happens, they're all going to be gone. And so that airplane, if it's got 50 people, 100 people, or 300 people back here in the back, if they're the ones that are Christians, ain't going to make no difference because they're going to be gone. Is that right, Tony? Yeah. If you're a Christian, you're flying in a jet, you say, well, don't have to worry about me because whenever the rapture comes, I'm out of here. I'm gone. Is that right? But those that are not Christians, what about them? And do you ever stop to think how many that might be? Y'all remember when Howard Pittman was here, he told us only 2.5% of the people that were dying were going to heaven. 2.5%. That was 50 out of 2,000. That's not very good odds. Wow. So anyway, the Lord is coming, and he's coming soon. And just like this scripture says here, we've got to make sure when he blows the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm in my holy mountain that all the inhabitants of the earth tremble. Let me tell you, those that are going to be left when that happens, when that horn sounds, let me tell you, it ain't going to be long till those people that are left are going to be trembling. They're going to be trembling, but guess where we're going to be? We're going to be in heaven with the Lord. You know, if you're prepared and you're ready, don't let this be a surprise. I mean, be looking for it. In fact, the scripture even says he's coming back for those that are looking for him. So are you looking for him? Yes. Don't say, well, I'm not ready yet. So if you ain't ready yet, you've been warned. You have been warned today. If you're not prepared, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's real simple, is it not?
Yes.
How difficult is it to make Jesus Lord of your life? This simple. Lord, I receive you. I call on the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for coming into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' name. Is that how simple it is, God? That simple. He sure didn't make it hard, did he? In fact, we know what is the simplest way. He says, to them that call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. Is that what he said? So that means if you don't know Jesus right now, all you got to do is just say, Jesus. Is that right? That's how easy it is. So you don't have to miss this. You don't have to be one of those that are left here standing on the mountains trembling saying, oh, what's going to happen to me? Because I'm telling you what, you ain't going to like it if you get left here. You're not going to like it at all. Wow. And when is this going to happen? We don't know. But we can tell you for sure it's going to happen. If he says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm in my holy mountain, for all the inhabitants of the earth shall tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is nigh at hand. Just in case you don't know, this wasn't written last week. How long ago was this written? At least a couple of thousand, 2,500 years ago, whatever, or 3,000 years ago or something. But this, he's trying to tell you, the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. And he said this almost 3,000 years ago. Does that mean he's a whole lot closer today than he was when he wrote this? Yeah. Absolutely. At least 3,000 years closer, that's for sure. Wow, let's go to the next verse, verse 2.
A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there has not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations.
Wait a minute now, this is getting really scary. I'm glad I'm not going to be here when this happens. Aren't you? I'm certainly glad that me and Gerald will be riding our white stallion on the way to heaven. Isn't that a good thing to do?
Amen.
Just think, what if you were to wake up one day this week, or next week, or next month, you know, just what if you woke up one morning and you thought, hey, gee, my alarm went off and I know it's 7 o'clock. There's supposed to be some daylight out there, but I don't see any. So you get up and you go to the window, or you go to the door and you open the door and you look out and there's no sun shining. It's totally dark. What did we just read say that happened? What's coming upon the earth when this happens? Ooh. So you go to the door and you open the door and you look out and ain't nothing but dark, thick clouds. Yeah. Is that what that said, Miss Jackie? Dark, thick clouds. So you go call the radio station or something, you know, TV station or something, and say, what happened to the weather? Y'all said it's going to be nice weather this week. What happened? What's all these thick black clouds that are out there? We don't know. Boy, she got a hold of that to hurry, didn't she? She won't be calling. But there's a whole lot about to be checking that ain't going to be like you, that's for sure. They're going to be calling. But you ain't going to be calling, are you, girl? You're going to know what's going on because you're going to be riding your white stallion right beside me and Cheryl. We're going into the third heaven. We're going to be with the Lord. I mean, you know, we can laugh and have fun about this, and I think God planned for us to laugh and have fun about this, but we need to be serious in the fact that we need to make sure everybody we know, we have warned them. And of course, you know, you can call people and tell them, you know, that the Lord is coming and you need to get your life straightened up, and there's some of them that are going to laugh at you. They'll just laugh at you. I mean, I've been laughed at a lot of times, you know, but here's a scene the Lord showed me one time a long time ago. I'd rather be one of those that everybody laughs at and says, oh, there's that holy guy. You know, he's always talking about Jesus. You know, if you don't want to hear about God, don't go over and talk to her or him, you know, because that's all he knows. I'd rather be that guy that everybody makes fun of than to be standing there one day whenever the judgment seat of Christ occurs, and Jesus is sitting on his throne, and here we are sitting out here beside him, and all of a sudden here comes Bob, and he walks up to the throne, and Jesus says, "What did you do with my son?" He said, "Well, I didn't do anything with him." He said, "Well, then you're going to go to outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and you'll be damned to hell forever." He said, "But that guy Thurman right there beside you, I worked with him for 20 years of my life. How come he's over there with you?" "Well, because he knows me and my son. Thurman, you worked by my side for 20 years. You knew the answer. And in 20 years you worked beside me, you never told me about Jesus. If you'd only told me. Now, because you didn't tell me, I'm going to spend eternity in a lake of fire. Do you want to hear that?" No. I'd much rather have them laugh at me here on earth. And look at this crazy guy. Every time you see this guy, all he's thinking about is Jesus. Yeah. I'd rather have them do anything, laugh at me, throw me down on the ground, stomp on me, do everything in the world. I don't want to be the guy that stands at the great white throne with Jesus and they say, "But you knew and you didn't tell me." I want them to be the ones that says, "You knew and you told me over and over and over and over, and I wouldn't believe you." That's what we want to hear, isn't it, Andy? I don't want their blood on my hands. I don't want that. They can laugh at me, they can laugh at you all they want to. We don't care, do we? Yep. I remember one time years ago when I was the regional manager for a large corporation, and I talked to lead men all over the country for these different companies we did business with. And whenever they moved me to SkyShift here at DFW Airport, one of the men that was the head man with the division that we were buying stuff from, one of them, he said, "Who's the head engineer?" And one of the guys said, "Some guy named Thurman Scrivener." He said, "Thurman Scrivener?" He said, "You don't know Thurman Scrivener?" He says, "No, never had any dealing with him." He said, "Do you know Jesus?" He said, "No." He said, "You will be." He said, "That's all that guy talked about." Said, "He knows Jesus." I said, "He knows his equipment, but he knows Jesus too." And said, "I guarantee if you don't know Jesus, you will."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Be Ready, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.